March 26, 2026, JEDCO Executive Committee Meeting.
There wasn't another penny, but you weren't adding anybody, right?
AI does graphics?
Yeah, don't use it.
Take the vacation.
See, good job on the pen.
Well, I didn't get up.
But it's sideways.
Oh, it is, turn.
Good to see you, brother.
You didn't see our new branding? It's on all the new stuff.
It says we're not Valvoline.
We're not Valvoline.
Now I'm never gonna not be able to see it. How can you unsee that?
You ready?
We have a call.
Well, you gotta crank up the recorder, right?
I did.
Oh. Oh, that's great. So that's on record now?
Yeah, you're on record.
You're supposed to tell us when you crank up the recorder. All right. Let's go ahead and call the meeting to order. Pledge of allegiance, please.
Joe, take it away.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It says I'm supposed to welcome Reed Smith, but he's not here. Do you want to introduce her?
Sure.
Elsewhere.
Yeah, I'll do it on the back end.
Okay. We have some excuses to be, we have some requests to be excused from this meeting. Joseline, Myra, and Mike O'Connor. And then we also have a request to be excused from the previous meeting, which is new to me. But we have one of those from Jocelyn on the 226 meeting. Do we have a motion?
I'll motion. Okay, I'll second.
Any objections? Passes. We need a motion to approve the minutes from February 26th. Bob moves.
Billy second.
Any objection? Okay, public comment. We have zero public here, so they'll have zero comment. Unfinished business. Lacey.
Right, so this is approval of JEDCO's 2026 strategic operating plan.
Lacey, let them know they have the packet in front of us.
Oh, you have a packet, please, and the report is in that, the plan is in this packet. If you participated in our board retreat last month, then you were lucky enough to hear a presentation from our management team of some of the key highlights of this plan. This is our annual plan. It's truly the roadmap that we follow that addresses all of our activities throughout the year related to our core functions like business retention, expansion, business attraction, our loan programs, workforce development, our marketing activities. You name it. Oh, and also on the operational side. And of course, it incorporates EDGE 2030 strategies as well that we've timed to begin implementing this year. We've had the same five goals pretty much. They remain static over time. We'll tweak a word here and there as we expand our reach and capacity. But those are pretty much the goals that we strive to achieve. Maintaining or managing and creating policies, programs, initiatives that support our mission, which is creating jobs and retaining jobs in business and capital investment. Goal two is foster a climate for entrepreneurship and innovation. Here you'll find all of our activities related to the food and beverage incubator. Also, goal three is promote and facilitate the redevelopment or development of some of our key economic development assets. So some of our key sites like Churchill Park, like Avondale Global Gateway, Esplanade Mall, and sites like that that we see as economic development assets. Goal four is leveraging resources from our partner organizations to advance our mission. So there you'll see our CEAs with GNO Inc., with cities of Kenner and Gretna, and more. And then goal five is maintaining JEDCO as a premier economic development organization through operations. So here you'll see our financial forecasts to ensure, you know, to show us basically when would we need to request more funds, where do we see any gaps in our operational funding, our staff development goals, our facilities upkeep, maintenance, and capital programs. And of course, what we do each year is we establish an implementation matrix. It's essentially an Excel spreadsheet, but we report our activities to date or by each quarter that we've taken on to advance those strategies. And we review them on a quarterly basis, Jerry and I. We also talk very openly about where we stand with some of these major activities in our staff meetings and managers' meetings. If we're faced with obstacles, we can talk about it to see, okay, what can we do to help remove this obstacle, or has this priority changed and we now have to pivot in this direction? If we need to allocate more resources to any particular strategy, we'll do so.
I think with our audience today, was everybody at the retreat?
Yes.
And, we've all been on the board a while, so we're familiar with the plan. And well, it's an awesome process that we can each year check and move. I wish I had something like that for my company, where we had a sustained plan where every year you could update. And mm-hmm. But we tend to get caught up in the doing and not the, you know, working in the business instead of on the business. This thing's fantastic. But feel free, I didn't interrupt you.
No, you're right. I can keep it short and sweet. But I do want to point out one change in the plan from when we first gave you the plan at the board retreat. And Jerry alluded to this in that meeting and the board retreat, that we would be reducing our project funding goal under the SBA 504 program. So the copy you all received at the board retreat, the goal was $5 million. But we reduced that to $2.5 million, and that's just a reflection of our strategy this year to de-emphasize loans outside of Jefferson Parish, because you know we do have the ability.
So the 504 is the one we get from the SBA. Not just JP.
Just to be clear, our 504 license allows us to do 504 loans all throughout the state. We can even do them out of state. They're not our fund. They're not Jefferson Parish funds, so we don't mind doing that because it is a source of revenue for us. We receive interest and fees on that. We are pulling that back a little bit to focus on deploying our EDA and our local funds, the less strings attached. So that's why we reflect a little bit of a pullback in the amount funded of SBA 504.
And I'm going to say something stupid because I was always misconstrued. That 504 has nothing to do with our area code.
Right.
That's an SBA program. So forever I heard that thinking it was some kind of program specific to us, mm-hmm. but that's just the SBA loan
right,
number.
Yeah. Thing to point out.
It's the alternative to their 7A program.
Right. Well, and then the confusion for me was like, that's the one that doesn't just exist in our area code. That's the one that we can use for the whole state.
The 7A program goes through banks, and it's private bank dollars that the SBA guarantees. 504 is different. The 504 loans are pooled. Like organizations like ours, at the end of the month, the SBA pulls all of those loans together and sells them on the open market. So it's actually SBA dollars in the open market. It's not the bank dollars. That's the
difference. And we've done some very good ones like that. But I agree, if we have the choice of investing time in the stuff more directly impacting locally, that's certainly our priority.
The 504 also, y'all are a secondary position. You're not the...
We always take secondary position. Yeah. That's correct. The bank that we partner with, the 504 loan typically has a bank in first position. JEDCO comes behind them, takes second position in collateral. It reduces the borrower's equity requirement, but
and it reduces the bank's risk too.
Right.
I think instead of writing a 75% loan, they write a 50% loan.
Right.
Jerry, is the focus for whatever is done in 504 to try to stay focused on Jefferson Parish? Or is that still, we'll go outside of our area?
We'll still do loans outside of the area because oftentimes it's a borrower that we already have a relationship with. It might be somebody that started in Jefferson is opening a second location in a neighboring parish or somewhere else in the state. We'll continue to entertain those. We're just not proactively working with brokers around the state or farming.
And the ones right off the top of my head aren't in Shreveport. They're in Orleans or St. Charles. You know,
yeah.
And so it's not like it's a...
I think the furthest we've gone is we're funding a hotel. We have two outstanding commitments that are kind of legacy commitments. One, two hotels, one in Lake Charles and one in Houston, though.
Oh, wow. My first exposure to that was the is it a PJ's on Claymore?
Yes.
Yeah, that was a 504 that, and that was my first question. Like, wait a second, this is an Orleans parish, and that's.
So you know, if you're ever wondering what is JETCO up to these days, this is the document to reference, and I know we presented several important highlights to you guys at the board retreat, but I'm here to. If you want to dive deeper into anyone in particular, either now or after the meeting,
and
just...
It's a public document,
mm-hmm.
right? So, I don't know about y'all, but sometimes people ask me, what do y'all do? I've never actually given them this document, but if they ask me enough questions, I think that's what I would do and say, this is our annual plan, and we update it every single year, and this is mm-hmm. what we do very specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and allows us to track goals and make progress.
That's a great one to reference. Please let me know if you have any questions about the content, and of course after the meeting too, if you want a greater explanation of what we're doing, I'm happy to help, and we can pull in our directors as needed to give you that explanation.
And just to provide context, because you may be confused, we just went through our long-term strategic plan, that's the Jefferson Edge. This is our annual internal plan, which is informed by the, you know, these are the activities we undertake throughout the year to keep us on track with our core functions and to obtain the goals in the Jefferson Edge. So we run both of those plans simultaneously.
Okay. Thanks, Lace.
Yeah, there's no resolution. It would just be
information
approving this plan for implementation.
Oh, so we do need to take a motion. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't can't imagine any objection. Anybody want to take them up? Make the motion.
I'll move.
Steven moves. Bob seconds. Any opposition or discussion? Motion passes unanimously. All right. We have a new guest, though. Is that a new guest? All right. The next item is for Jerry, the review and discussion of the House bill for the West End and his general comments for the meeting.
Sure. So according to the JETCO bylaws, I typically will not take a position on legislation unless I have clear direction from the commissioners. We do have a bill in this session that we are involved in, and actually it's being heard in committee this morning. I couldn't be there, but there is a joint contingent from both Orleans and Jefferson there to speak on behalf of this bill and want to be able to lend our voice in support. It's HB 892. This is the bill that creates the Economic Development District at West End. To lead to the future redevelopment of that parcel of land. I think most of us around the table are old enough to remember when it was in its heyday. It's fairly unique because it's on the Orleans parish side of the canal. However, a portion of that land is Jefferson Parish, and when the restaurants extended out over the water, those are state water bottoms, but that is considered Jefferson Parish. So there are some complexities to redeveloping that area. We are working those out, and it's been a great spirit of cooperation amongst the new Moreno administration and Council District 5 in Jefferson, Councilman Lilschberg. We've had lots of really substantive conversations. This bill doesn't address it, but we're working through the whole collection of taxes and the split of taxes and which fire department and police department are going to respond to calls. And all of those types of things will be worked out through a cooperative endeavor agreement. But this bill just really establishes the borders, the composition of the board of the Economic Development District. And
how's the board comprised?
I'm trying to, it's five members, three from Orleans, two from Jefferson. The Jefferson seats will be appointed by the councilmen, and I think the Orleans seats are divided between the council district and the mayor. I think the administration has one appointment.
Kelsey, would I be putting you too much on the spot to put that on Google Earth? And I'm not gonna ask you to tell me exactly where 7,342,000 north and. If we can just generally put a box around it, because I do know, I mean, I am barely old enough to remember that, but I don't remember it exactly. Like there was a bridge in Coconut Beach and
it went across the canal.
Right, the bridge went across the footbridge. I remember that.
Yes.
You're old, Mike. You were just hanging out in the wrong spot.
I think it was in the West Bank, exactly.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was at Moe's Pizza.
Was so.
Moe's Pizza.
I was at Skate Country on Terry Parkway.
Oh, there it is.
We'll pull up the map right now.
Yeah, I'm sorry. It was X equals 3,664,526.07.
We're not.
That's just one of the points.
No, we'll pull it up real quick. And just for clarification, because there is some misinformation out there, there's a large green space that, we'll pull it up now.
Thank you. Sorry for my ignorance.
Zooming on in. Thank you, Annalisa.
Are you controlling a satellite right now?
Yes.
That's the kind of question I get from some of my older friends.
This area is not, we have nothing to do with this. And there's like some concern that they would put parking in here. That's not anything. It's basically this side of North Road. If you can remember, you can still even see some of the remnants here, but all the restaurants were built out over the water, and this was largely just parking.
Can you back up so we can maybe see Landry's, just to get a frame of reference?
Absolutely.
Landry's is
perfect. Okay, perfect. Thank you.
On the other side of the harbor. So this is the Coconut Beach.
That's
the
pump
station.
That's PCCP, yeah.
And that sort of closed it. But I think the general consensus, and it hasn't gotten to that point yet, is it's not going to be what it was, where there were restaurants lining the entirety of this. But I think the thought is you can have several commercial establishments in there incorporated with the park. And you can kind of see where the land juts out. This is actually, this landmass is Jefferson Parish, not just over the water, but there's a strip of land.
So the taxes and revenue from the restaurants
so
go back to Jefferson Parish?
That was what was happening. If you remember, all of the taxes at one time went to Jefferson, and that's when Orleans Parish started charging for parking.
Wow.
And that was one of the things that sort of killed the vibrancy of the area. What we're discussing right now is a split of the taxes with Orleans Parish. That both sides are agreeable.
It can't be that much money to make.
Yes.
Can I ask one other thing? I'm sure the answer. Well, the PCCP, when that thing kicks on, produces tens of thousands of cubic feet per second of water. Are we thinking they're going to develop over the water?
I don't think, I don't know.
Okay.
We haven't really gotten.
Just so you know, that pumping station really never runs. That's the one that runs in the case they have to close the lake off to a surge and then pump around the wall. But when it does run, it's gonna run big. So I would be hesitant to stick anything other than very, very stout concrete piles in front of it, in which case they may say, hold on a second, you're putting an impediment in front of our big ass pump station.
street view so you can see. Right now it's completely fenced off and used as storage, I think, by, I believe by the city of New Orleans, but I'm not 100% sure. But it's, you can see kind of the current state. It's not really accessible to the public, but that would be the
So, Jim, you'd be suggesting a big bulkhead go around all that, huh?
They're not going to let you do that. I'd be really shocked. Okay. But anyway, it can be worked out. When the city and the parish are on the same team, almost anything can be worked out because they can approach the congressional delegation, who can approach the Corps of Engineers and say, listen, instead of just saying no, tell us what is okay, and then we can get there. But, you know, we've never had – I shouldn't say never. It's been a very long time since we've had – the mayor and the CAO and the parish president and District 5 all willing to row the same boat. So I'm sure something can get done. I am concerned about that big, tens of billions of dollars of levee protection system right there.
This is really exciting for us for a number of reasons. One being the fact that on the day that Mayor Moreno was inaugurated, she asked to meet with us in Jefferson Parish the following day. So her first full day in office was about meeting on this project and doing something cooperative, and that's exciting to us that the parish and the city are working together.
We're also lucky that the previous district councilman in Orleans for this area happens to be the CAO, and he was heavily invested as the district councilman to get it done. So we have some more momentum there too.
Yes, there's been great cooperation. So we're excited as to what the future holds there.
So there's no restriction on building in that, it's not flood protected. So that would be something that could be worked out, or it's not currently.
So that is all. That would also be spelled out in the cooperative endeavor agreement. In addition to the police protection and all of that, it's going to be which municipality or parish is going to issue the building permits and who's going to control that process.
And if they do go back over the water, you definitely have state water bottoms and the Coast Guard and all that stuff. So it won't be fast.
Is it the levee district that controls, that would be the entity negotiating the water bottom lease?
No, it'd be the state.
The state.
Okay. The levee district would have some say because it depends on the proximity of the protection. Like if you're within X feet of the levee or X feet of a flood wall, and this is definitely within those feet, they have a permitting obligation to say you're not going to impact our flood protection.
The Orleans Levee District used to control some of those water bottoms, though. I don't know if they still do.
Well, they definitely
have on the Orleans side.
Yeah, so Orleans has it goes way back. They have 5 miles that they could theoretically develop.
Yeah.
So they will have some say, but
it's exciting.
Is there any designated bicycle pathways on that side? Because I know on the Jefferson Parish side of the canal, we have that whole lakefront linear park that goes all the way to Kenner. Does Orleans Parish have an?
So if you show Lakeshore Drive, you can street view Lakeshore Drive anywhere, really. Right in there.
They have a bike path.
Hop a street view on the Lakeshore Drive.
I'm sorry, what?
Street view on Lakeshore Drive.
Sure. Zoom in.
So on the right, you'll see what we call Sharrows. And even when we don't have the Sharrows, we have a dedicated bike lane. As you move back toward Bucktown, I will say that is a problem. I rode bikes for thousands of miles in this area, and the only time I almost got hit would be between Bucktown and Lakeshore Drive.
That's right.
So if there's eventually an ability to put a bridge back in, that'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Because that you come down off the levee in Bucktown, and it's a free-for-all through that traffic.
Well, there's a bike path that leads, you see that concrete alongside the canal?
Yeah.
Leads back into that neighborhood. But it's still not ideal.
Yeah.
I think in an ideal world, though, there would be an interest in whether or not it would be allowed with the pumping station, but creating a pedestrian bridge that would tie in the Bucktown Harbor.
Yeah, I think you're more likely to get that approved than the other. Yeah, I think that's approvable We have those in front of frontal protection stations in Jefferson.
Because there used to be a pedestrian.
Exactly. Right.
It's a nod to the history of it, too, because I do remember going over that old wooden bridge in a car, actually. I'm old enough to remember that.
Really?
So,
that sounds bad.
But it gives a lot of access to people that would otherwise not have access.
Actually,
if you're west of it, you're really not going to be able to ride your bike over there, right? Even though you're looking at it right across the water.
Correct. And okay. It also is a direct, like, proof of the cooperation between the two parishes, as you can literally, if they're connected.
I'll tell you, it wouldn't be as pretty, but we could definitely get it permitted behind the pump station.
Behind me, south.
Yeah, exactly. Getting it put north of the pump station would be probably more of a challenge, but still, I think that'd be better. Obviously, it's a much better ride to ride across and see the beautiful lake, but it's also more likely to get destroyed by a storm. So, yes, I think that'd be awesome. Either way.
I think from an economic viability standpoint, too, being able to have all those bikers and families
yep.
and such with
hop from Bucktown to the restaurant.
West.
Yep.
That's it.
All right. Well, if there are no other questions, I would ask for a favorable motion, allowing me to take a favorable position on this legislation.
So the motion is that JEDCO supports this and that we allow Jerry to represent that we support this, right?
Yep.
Any. Gene moves, Bob seconds, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
None opposed? Very big yes.
Thank you. Annalisa, if you don't mind communicating that, because the hearing starts in
yes, I'll let them
4 minutes.
Yeah, let them know.
All clear.
All right, you want me to just roll into my report? Lots going on right now. I'll update you on a few of those things. First, I'll start with updates on Churchill Park. If you didn't notice already when you came in, lots of dirt has been moved. We'll be at a standstill now for six months while they let that settle to create the foundation for the new road beds that'll come in. So we'll have a new road coming off of Nicole, and then a new east-west connector road that'll come in where that traffic circle is. So that will create some circulation for the park. The Ilario Sports Complex is performing very well by all accounts. I know the parish president recently has been quoting numbers of hotel nights that have already been attributed to tournaments in the area, and that's gonna really ramp up here, I think, throughout the summer. God bless them in the heat. But no, we can see more traffic, especially on Thursday evenings. We'll start to see people starting to roll in. Very successful. Now we have this this taking place. The roads are going in. We actually have an architectural review committee coming up where we will take a look at some things as well. We also have are taking a look at a proposal for a hotel in the park here that would be an amenity for us, but primarily at this point service the Ilario Sports Complex. We have an announcement. It'll probably go out today to you all, but just so you know, on April 8th, we're going to be doing an announcement, an event. Senator Cassidy will be joining us, where we will be formally announcing some additional funding, but also we will be unveiling our final design plans for the food and beverage incubator. So we're very happy. Scott and the whole team really have been working with Eskew Dumas Ripple on the design, and I think we've arrived at something very, very attractive that will be the next building here in the park. So mark your calendars on April 8th at 2 o'clock for that. Couple of just in terms of pilot activity, the Clearview Mall redevelopment is continuing to move forward. You all have already taken or approved the preliminary resolution on a portion of that project. We had a conference call yesterday with the, well, the developer wasn't on the call, but with one of the parties. There'll be a second part of that pilot request under a separate entity that will come before you, but that that project should start really rolling along now that the Zia's location is nearing completion. They'll move out of the interior space of the mall, and then that will facilitate the turnover in the mall proper. Avondale continues to see a lot of activity. Actually, Monday or Tuesday on my way across the bridge, there were four vessels there. That's the most I've ever counted. But they have a lot of activity in terms of metals and cargo. But they will be making an announcement of another prospect here in the next couple of weeks. And then I did hear yesterday afternoon that there is another very substantial prospect that we're getting close to landing. So Avondale's cranking along. The IEDC annual conference this year, it's the 100th anniversary of the International Economic Development Council. And that conference is in New Orleans for the 100th anniversary. So I'm sitting on the steering committee, but along with Michael Hecht and Walt Leger and others, it's going to be a real opportunity for us to showcase the region. And we also get to inform the programming. So we just yesterday started kind of brainstorming some unique economic development projects like the Grand Isle Jewels and incorporating that into field trips, and there'll be several thousand folks from all over the country here. We'll have them as a captive audience. So
when does that happen?
It's in October. It's whatever day the Saints game is, it starts that Sunday.
This year.
Yeah.
So we won't have the food.
Yeah, there are lots of Saints games. It's the game in Paris.
We won't have the incubator or anything ready to show.
It won't be. I mean, we'll have the schematics ready, but
we can bring them in too.
Yeah.
If y'all want to produce something that's welcoming the conference to town,
yes.
Let me. I'll go ahead and I'll run that on station.
Thank you.
Sure. Oh, that's great. Thank you so much.
So that's an opportunity for us. Also, just we were talking about the SBA funding and the EDA funding. We just did, the Finance Committee had asked for an updated brochure on the revolving loan funds, and we just completed that, so we'll make sure we circulate that to all of the members of the board. And then there are two new faces in the room. I just wanted to introduce them. First, we have, I'll preface this by saying Scott has taken on a much larger role with the development of the park, but he has been our de facto man of all things around the office, whether it's IT or maintenance or bug catcher or whatever,
hog shooter,
alligator wrangler, but Scott's taking on a lot more with the construction starting to happen in the park. So we have hired a facilities coordinator, Anthony Catalanato. Anthony, you want to introduce yourself as well?
Thank you. Yeah, Anthony Catalanato, here to hopefully help Scott's life a little easy. I come from Isidore Newman, where I was in the facilities department over there. So I guess we've been here about a little over a week, and just looking forward to being part of the team.
Little over a week. He already broke the air conditioner in the conference center. No.
I see I'm going to be a whipping post.
No. Yes. No, we were having an event at the conference center, and the AC totally went out. I'm like, you've been here a week. And it's
like, I think Scott takes that one.
But no, we're happy to have Anthony here, and as our building ages, there are more and more things that we constantly find ourselves trying to alleviate. So glad to have him. And then also we are joined by Wana Ali. Wana is a fellow that's joining us through the Global New Orleans program. She is doing a month here. She's almost halfway through now, but she's joining us from Brunei, which amazingly has lots of similarities. The entire country has the about the population of Jefferson Parish, and I don't know if you want to introduce yourself and say a little bit about the program.
Okay, yeah. Hi, everyone. Yeah, so Jerry did a great introduction. So I'm here through Global New Orleans, who is a partner of the U.S. Department of State, who kind of funds this fellowship program, which I'm a part of. So they have kind of sent or brought in like over 100 like fellows across Southeast Asia to be placed in different like organizations across the U.S. So I'm like one of 100 over, and I'm sort of luckily placed here at JETCO. Because I work with a similar organization back home. It's the Brunei Economic Development Board. So we look at the national level economic development there. So I'm here to learn, observe, and meet people and exchange information essentially for 4 weeks. Yeah.
And Wana works primarily in export assistance, so we're looking at opportunities there. She has tried crawfish already. She said she wants more before she leaves.
What about the oysters?
I don't know. So thank you, Wana.
Thank you, ma'am.
Appreciate it. And then the only other thing that I wanted to end with is for those of you that thought I was off my rocker when we did our annual luncheon video, but Deep Fried, who did the ad, won an Addy for Best in Show in Storytelling. So they're extremely proud of the work. It's gotten more play, more excitement, and we're looking to continue the partnership this year. We're gonna.
Why is Heck there?
Heck never misses an opportunity.
He was in there for 3 seconds.
Yeah.
I messaged Matt Wolf with that picture, and he was like, "I want a poster of it."
So we are excited about the. It actually advances to, I guess, the regional awards now. But we are speaking with Deep Fried about how do we continue this type of storytelling throughout the year, and we're thinking about trying to not in long video format, but releasing vignettes almost throughout the year. So excited about that, and now that. I think now that Paula has joined us, I think I'm just about finished. I'm sorry. I tried to string it out as long
motion
as I
adjourn,
could.
I apologize.
But no, we. in her defense, she's also chairing the Jefferson Chamber, who has their executive committee at the same time. So
whose president is at the hospital with their baby for two?
Right now.
So,
oh, geez.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I was like,
congrats.
Is this room? Yeah. Everything's fine. Everything's fine. But yeah. I just ran that.
So that's
she's at the hospital for tubes today.
Yes.
And then she's got the birth in like 2 weeks.
Her 2-year-old had tubes this morning, and the baby's
due like due. April 7th.
Yeah. Like next week. Yeah. Yes.
So, does anybody have any questions about any of the activity, projects, prospects,
Paul,
anything
any
else going on?
I have a general question.
Yep.
I know with the repurposing of Avondale, does it still maintain significant amount of infrastructure that would give them the ability for shipbuilding?
Great question. Yes. The simple answer is yes. There was at first a preclusion on shipbuilding, at least a certain type of shipbuilding, because when host first purchased the property, I think the predecessor, Northrop Grumman, carried part of the note, and they had a non-compete of sorts that would prohibit the building of ships over a certain size, length ship on the site. I think that may either have gone away or it's nearing its sunset. There has been a renewed interest across the country for more domestic shipbuilding. Whether or not that happens at that site remains to be seen, but the site still has significant infrastructure that would allow for it. Some of the assets, the dry docks and stuff like that have been decommissioned and right. moved, but the site itself has significant infrastructure. They did just get a new Fast Sites award through the state that's going to allow an additional rail spur into the site. They've continued to invest heavily on the infrastructure side there at the site.
I think they'll probably be coming to talk to us soon, and we can probably ask more direct questions, right?
Well, we talk to them almost every day.
talk to them.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. There's they're going to make a request of their existing pilot with us, so that will go before the pilot committee officially, and we'll have an opportunity to dig deeper from that aspect. But they have some really good prospects they're working on right now. That one in particular would be a big household name. That would be a game changer. So,
right on.
All right. Entertain a motion to adjourn. Paula. Bob seconds. No objections. Thank you, everybody.
All right. Thank you.